And now Charlie Chester invites you to listen to the band.
Charlie here, and this evening for the first time in this series I don't have to make special mention of the fact that there are some ladies in the band, because this time all the musicians are girls. It's my great pleasure to welcome the band of the Women's Royal Army Corps with their Director of Music, Captain Lynette Hopkin, and they're going to be in their programme with a march called Drum Majorette. That was a march composed by Arnold Steck called Drum Majorette. Now, 1977 is a big year for the women's services in Britain because it's the 60th anniversary of their formation. And indeed, the WRAC band played at a special service to mark the occasion some months ago in Westminster Abbey. On the musical front, there was an ATS band during the war, but this folded with the end of hostilities. Then the present WRAC band was formed in 1949. They perform the same duties as the Army's male bands and have, for example, marched on occasions in the Lord Mayor's show. Then they play at parades, tattoos, give seaside concerts and so on. Well, now we're going to hear a piece by Brian Reynolds, who's been doing quite a lot of arranging for bands lately and has sent several of his scores to Lynette. This one she particularly liked, called Carnival in Caracas. Thank you. WRAC band playing Carnival in Caracas. Now, knowing something of the Army's facilities for training musicians, I was rather intrigued to find out just how women fitted into the picture. It seems that most girls come into the service with some experience of either playing in brass or school bands, and then, because of the lack of suitable residential quarters at Nella Hall, they generally go to the school for tuition on a day release basis. This is obviously one of the attractions for girls who feel they want to play as musicians on a full-time level. But they're also drawn to the service by a desire to travel, and perhaps that's something I might come back to later on. But now, let's hear a composition by Terry Kenny, Director of Music of the Royal Artillery Mounted Band, with whom the WRAC band have worked on many occasions. This is a cornet and trombone duet called Just Good Friends. Good Friends. The duettists there were cornet player Corporal Annette Peters, a former member of the National Youth Brass Band, which we shall be featuring later on in this series, and on trombone Corporal Leslie Henniker, who used to be in the WRAF band until they folded up. Now, I asked Captain Hopkin whether the WRAC band had made any recordings, and I was mightily impressed with the answer. Not having been approached by any commercial gramophone company, they went ahead with commendable courage and enterprise to finance and make their own albums. In fact, they've just released a new one, which includes the item we're going to hear next, an arrangement specially for the band by Raymond Agault of the Can Can.
Thank you.
Yes, you could almost see the frillies, but I don't think any of the ladies finished up doing the splits. A live performance by the WRAC band of an item from their latest private recording, The Can Can. Now, back in 1949, the WRAC band had a male bandmaster and band sergeant, and then a woman director of music took over, and it seems that men and women have alternated in the post ever since. Indeed, Lynette's predecessor, as I think I mentioned in an earlier programme, was Captain Mick Lane, now of the Irish Guards. Lynette herself trained originally at the Birmingham School of Music and then joined the band on clarinet, becoming band sergeant major, and finally, after a three-year bandmaster's course at Kneller Hall, director of music. She tells me that she still plays the clarinet a little, but mainly for fun. The next piece tonight is by Claire Grundman, whose name crops up more and more frequently in these Listen to the Band programs, and this one's called Cowboy in Cuba. Claire Grunman's composition, Cowboy in Cuba. Now, if there should be any young girl instrumentalists listening to this program who might be wondering what the terms of service are in the WRAC band, Lynette tells me that most of the players are on what's called a notice engagement. That means they must do 3 full years, then after that they can give 18 months' notice at any time. One or two of the present players have served as long as 13 years, but the average seems to be about 6, and it's therefore a fairly youngish band. Unlike the male army bands, the musicians don't have to be double-handed, and indeed there are only 3 or 4 string players among them. But they do have a very good and popular Dixieland outfit, which is regularly featured in their own programs, but also does frequent cabaret engagements. The band certainly gets around too, and they played in Cyprus, Malta, and France. Last year they did a tour of duty in Gibraltar, and earlier this year they went to Germany. As a matter of fact, our next item is by a German composer and bandleader whose professional name is Juan Losas. He calls it Tango Bolero. catchy and tuneful Tango Bolero. And just before the final piece, let me tell you where the WRAC band can be heard in the near future. I expect many of you saw them recently at either the Wembley Pageant or the Aldershot Tattoo, but they're currently playing in St James Park and will also be giving performances during August at the Bandstand in Folkestone. Then later in the year, they'll be present at the Festival of Remembrance in the Royal Albert Hall. They close their programme for us now with Kenneth Alford's well-known march, The Thin Red Line. Hats off to the ladies, and the March Thin Red Line ends tonight's programme with the WRAC band under their director of music, Captain Lynette Hopkin. I sincerely hope that you'll all join me, Charlie Chester, and my producer John Bustle at the same time next week to listen to the Templemore Band.